Well, I've made them since Christmas, and I cut some of those into donuts. Now, that is not with rye, with yeast in it.
You use baking powder in the crullers?
I use just rising flour.
Uh-huh. Well, now, are crullers shaped like donuts, or are they?
Crullers, you just take a little piece of dough, a little ball of dough, and roll it between your hands and twist it in the shape of an eight,
mm-hmm.
like a pretzel almost, mm-hmm. something on that order, and then drop it in your front, in your grease.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Oh, they're delicious. Now, I prefer them to donuts with yeast in them. They don't keep as well as this other, as the one without.
Well, are these sort of cakey?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. These, they're kind of like cake, mm-hmm. but they keep better than the ones with yeast in them.
Yeah, the others.
They are good when they're right fresh, but and these other things, when I make them, I make a bread box full because it just makes lots of them. I think it's four eggs.
Oh, I bet your family's delighted when you make those.
Then I drop them in sugar, roll them in sugar when they're hot, and they'll keep 2 or 3 weeks. And of course, they don't last. Depends on how many folks are here to eat them.
Yeah, I don't imagine they last 2 or 3 weeks.
And sometimes I cut the same dough into donuts
uh-huh.
by rolling it out.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, you just mix it, make it up and then just pinch off a piece and roll it in your hand this way.
Mm-hmm.
Make a little long piece about that big around, and then you just twist it like an eight and
uh-huh.
mash it together.
What do you call round flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a grease skillet and eaten with syrup?
We call them pancake.
Okay. Would you ever call them anything besides
batter cake?
Batter cakes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Either way.
What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
What do you mean, fat back?
Mm-hmm.
I like trigolion. I don't care much about fat back, but we do have fat back.
Well, now, what's the difference between fat back and trigolion?
Fat back hadn't got a trigolion in it at all.
But trigolion is?
It's just like breakfast bacon. It can be have a heap of lean in it or not.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We keep it because I like it fried. I don't like breakfast bacon as well. And my husband buys it, you have to hunt it and pick it out. You pick out the one that's got the leanest streaks
mm-hmm.
all through it.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want it too thick. You want it just really about that thick, but it has a heap of lean through it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you fry it real good and crisp, it's even better than, it's got a little salty.
Well, does it have the same kind of flavor as breakfast bacon?
It's better than breakfast bacon. It's got more pep to it, uh-huh. more flavor to it.
What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog drill and hog's head?
We call it pressed meat.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
I call it a seed.
And what about the same thing in a peach?
I call it a cherry, a peach seed too.
All right.
Some of them call it pits, but I think I've always called it a seed.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
That's clean.
And what about the other
one? Freestone. You don't see clings much these days.
What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
We call them beans because that's what we mean, but they are green beans. I judge a snap beans either one.
Right.
We just say beans because that's what it means to us.
What do you call beans that do have to be shelled?
Oh, you mean just plain green beans that have to be shelled?
Well, just any kind of beans that have to be
butter
shelled.
Beans, of course, and we use peas a lot.
All right. Do you have a general term that means any kind of bean that has to be shelled?
Well, if you were using a green bean, it gets too old. It has a big bean in it, you know.
Uh-huh.
You can't eat the shell. And so you would just shell that. Now, you do that towards the end of the fall when you mix them together. If you've got some that are too big to